Dillard Price says communication with his daughter, Krista, improved after therapy at the Marshall University Speech and Hearing Center. The center focuses on working with children and adults in the area to help improve their speech and also works with children who have encountered hearing issues.
When Krista was two, we noticed that her communication is not what we wanted it to be, and we just had a lot of trouble with her saying words and repeating words, very limited vocabulary.
Price says Krista's vocabulary has improved, but it wouldn't have happened without the help of a scholarship from the Huntington Scottish Rite of Freemasonry Foundation. The foundation has played a vital role in the ability of Krista and other children to receive financial support for the Speech and Hearing Center. Each year, the foundation provides enough money so the center can pay for one worker's salary.
The Scottish Rite program, the scholarship program, we are very thankful for, because without the program, we would not be here.
It's testimonials like that that make Pam Holland and the staff at the Speech and Hearing Center realize the importance of their work. She's the Director of Clinical Education in the Department of Communication Disorders. It's a program that graduates speech-language pathologists.
The Speech and Hearing Center is the clinical aspect of that, and so we provide clinical education for our students. We have a dual mission of providing quality service provision for our clients as well as providing education for our students. So the Speech and Hearing Center serves those two purposes.
Holland says in 2002, the Huntington Scottish Rite reached out to help the Marshall Speech and Hearing Center. She says it was part of the group's greater mission, and the help is indescribable to the center.
It's priceless. I mean, it truly is something that we are blessed with. The Masons not only, you know, provide the financial support, but they work really hard to raise the money for that. So it's not just something that they're pulling out of a bank account. We know that they're working very hard and very diligently to raise additional funds every year.
Jim Lackey is a member of the Huntington Scottish Rite Freemasons. Lackey says working to help the center is deeper than finances.
Very important to me. I had a grandson go through the program at early on in its infancy 30 some years ago, and they helped him.
And Lackey remembered that later in life when the organization had a chance to help the Speech and Hearing Center in 2002. He says his family had to pay very little for the services that they were provided, and they just want to give other families the same chance.
We tried to continue that, you know, make services available to families who are not able to afford care for their children. And to me, it's personal. I take a personal interest in it.
Dillard Price says what the Speech and Hearing Center have meant for his daughter Krista is huge.
Oh, the progress has been night and day. We are very excited over the changes she's made.
Krista wanted to make sure everyone knew she was thankful for the help as well.
Say thank you, Scottish Rite.
Thank you, Scottish Rite.
Good job.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.